Welcome to Maxed Out Man, helping you become the man you were made to be.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Davis from the Maxed Out Man podcast. We are here with an in-between episode to celebrate and talk about some new material that our friend Justin Rolsinghofer has. He's got a new book out called The Power of Ownership, and he spent some time with us last night in one of our coaching programs. And some of the stuff that he's putting out with this new book and what he had to offer us, I was just like, man, we got to get Justin on the podcast, be able to get this out to our audience and to try to spread the message even more, because this thing is awesome. And I'm super excited to talk about it. I have the opportunity for Justin and I to get to know each other a little bit better. He, my wife, and I have spent some time online on Zoom together a little bit as well. We're going to be taking part in some of what his company Own It Coaching has to offer, which is just an amazing opportunity. So make sure you check that out as well. So let me give Justin's quick bio. Author, speaker, founder of Own It, a coach, a health coaching company that aims to reclaim the health of the world by empowering high performers to take ownership of their health so they can thrive in all areas of life. And let me just say, this isn't just another company that's here to do a pre-prescribed, hey, you know, do this, take this pill, go to town. This is like a whole different approach. If you haven't listened to Justin's first episode, go back and look in our podcast and listen to the episode, because we talk all about it. And we'll talk some more about that concept today. So also make sure you check out Maxed Out Man. We've got some new case study programs, some more community programs, and all sorts of offerings. So make sure you go to Maxed Out Man and check that out. So, hey, Justin, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate the time that you spent with us last night, and I'm super excited to have you here.
Yeah, it's so awesome, Kevin. I know we have gotten to know each other a while, over the last little while, and it's just been so outstanding to spend time with you and your community of men, and just really what you're building here and making sure that men can realize what a maxed out life actually looks like, because it's just a dire need in this society and this culture of where we currently find ourselves today.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a bit of a crazy time. So if we can help guys be better fathers, be better husband, be better community owners, and you know, all of those things, I think we're, you know, one man at a time is kind of what we're trying to do. Hey, I gave you a quick bio. Go into a little bit more of that. I know we got a little bit more in depth than we did the original podcast, so they can find out more of that. But I also want to talk about how this new book came about. You know, how you basically had to write the book in like 24 hours. That story was amazing to me. So I do want to hear that story. So kind of wrap that all up into one and tell us that story, because I think it's amazing.
Yeah. So really, if you listen to the first podcast, I go deep into my story, where I came from, what that was really all about. And if you go back and just even understand a little bit about where I came from, it was born and raised in Canada. Hockey was like the religion, the culture. I came down to the States on a hockey scholarship at 18, did everything I was supposed to do, got 2 undergraduate degrees in exercise science and nutrition, got my master's degree in exercise physiology with concentration in sports performance, went and did my postgraduate doctoral work, went and got my massage therapy license, went and got a whole bunch of other licenses and certifications along with my PhD, and then started on to a career in the NHL, really managing the health, wellness, and performance of the best athletes in the world. Well, on that journey, over the course of just shy of 15 years, I forgot to look after me. And that doesn't mean that I was overweight. That doesn't mean that I was I was visibly unhealthy. It was that inside I was dying. But on the outside, I was exactly what everybody expected. I had the 6-pack abs. I was muscly. I watched what I ate. I exercised every day. I was competing in triathlons, marathons. I was in the CrossFit Games in 2013, was winning world championships in high rocks and DECA races, which is more like those hybrid races now. And all of a sudden, and this, by the way, is all while completing all of that and coaching at the NHL level. And so it was like, you start to think about these things and it's like, man, you're a high performing individual. You're living the dream. But inside, I knew I didn't feel well. And when I actually took a step back and went and got some testing done with some different docs, it all came back clean bill of health. it goes back to what you talked about. Like, this isn't a cookie cutter approach program that we've put together. And it's because I've been in those shoes where you get cookie cutter approaches. I went to the functional medicine docs. I went to the naturopaths. I went to the solutions that people were supposed to have, your N of one solutions. I was given the protocols. I was given all the supplements. Nothing would help. And all of a sudden, I went and did my own testing on myself at the cellular level and started to look at HRV, started to track sleep quality, the same thing I was doing for these guys, the same protocol that I had put in place for the NHLers to create N of one solutions for those 26 men. And all of a sudden, I started to have things stand out. This clean bill of health I had that all the doctors told me, I actually was having 21 different cellular deficiencies of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Well, why did no one ever tell me this? Because nothing was theoretically broken. Nothing was broken yet. But just because nothing's broken doesn't mean that everything's right. And so I started to realize I had deficiencies. I started to realize that my sleep quality was poor. I started to realize that HRV was low. My body was under chronic stress without me even actually even understanding and knowing that. When I got a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, they found an ulcer the size of a quarter in my stomach that was precancerous, and four polyps the size of my thumb that were also precancerous. And the doc said, hey man, like, if you hadn't come in, if you hadn't done this, if you hadn't been so diligent, you wouldn't have seen your 35th birthday. And that hits home so heavily, because I ultimately was earning my illness. I was earning that outcome because I was not paying attention to the journey in which I was on. And that's what caused me to leave the NHL at 2020, in 2020, start Own It, really focused on scaling personalization, scaling N of one solutions, making sure that we can let data drive decisions, data determine the direction in which we have you go from a holistic health standpoint, from what are we eating? How are we training? How are we recovering? How are we sleeping? How are we supplementing? What does this look like? It's no longer my feelings, my opinions, or my thoughts or beliefs, or not even my teams. It's you, what you need, what you require. Every single thing is personalized through this program. And that's what's been so life-changing for people. That's why we've seen thousands of people come off TRT. That's why we've seen thousands of people who have had chronic illnesses and chronic symptoms for so long that were like, oh, I just have to live with this, that are now dissipated. People that had energy issues, people that weren't sleeping, people that had stomach issues, people that had brain fog, people that had issues with weight loss and skin, all of these things that they've just said, hey, that's, you just have to live with this. This is just what it looks like to be a 45-year-old man or an entrepreneur or a business leader or a father or whatever it is. But they're all lies. And so as this was coming down the road, I knew I needed to write a book. And I knew, I've obviously written three books before this, but this was my first one that was actually published through a traditional publisher, Wiley, one of the big three publishing houses in the world, was able to pick up this book, which I was so blessed to have happen. And as I was writing this book, my process is very intentional. If you haven't noticed by now, the thing that I do with my life is I live it extremely intentionally. The choices I make, the habits I develop, the lifestyle I operate within, it's a life by design is what I call it. Mm-hmm. And the way that I wrote this book was no different. I knew that if I was going to put something out there, I do this with anything that I do, any business I create, any program we create, every process we implement within the business, it has to make sure that it serves the person. Any piece of content I put out, this isn't me just spewing information. I know that people are going to take this information as something that can help them. And if they implement it, that's my responsibility. So I'm not just going to put something random out there ever. And so for me with this book, it was the same thing. I can't just write a book. I have to be so intentional with my process. So my process was, every morning I go out to the sauna and I would know my outline of what I was trying to do, where I was approximately within the book, chapter one, chapter two, chapter five, wherever I was in my focus point. I would verbally dictate into my phone what my thoughts were for that section. Like, what studies have I read over the course of the last 24 hours? Because I read my studies at night, different research papers, articles, stuff like that. I let them marinate. And then in the morning, I have a bunch of thoughts and I get them out as to how they're going to interact and how they're going to play into how this story is going to come together. For 30 minutes, I just dictate audibly into my phone. For the next hour, I sit on a bike and I listen back to what I just audibly dictated. And then for the next 3 hours, I sit and I write. So I've said it out loud, I've listened to it back, and now I'm writing and getting creative. That's my process 5 days a week for 5 months when I'm writing a book. I finish this book. I'm so excited. So excited. My wife and I celebrate, and she goes, don't hit submit yet. Don't hit submit. Just wait until tomorrow. I was like, okay, sounds good. I went to bed that night, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I heard from the Lord. He said, this is not the book I asked you to write. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to hit submit. There's no way I can rewrite.
Wrong number, wrong number.
No way. No way I can redo this now. I've been doing this process for over 5 months. 5 months, 5 days a week, looking at somewhere between 4 and 5 hours a day. Like, there's no way I'm rewriting this thing in less than 5 days when this thing is due. Went through the next day and I couldn't hit submit. I couldn't hit submit. I said, I'm going to go to bed tonight and I'm going to hit submit in the morning. I went to bed. I woke up at 11:45 and I got it. And I was like, this isn't it. This isn't the book I was supposed to write. I was angry to start. I grabbed the manuscript. I tossed it off the balcony and I walked back in and went and cleaned up all the papers first. And then I laid this thing out on our kitchen table. We've got a 12 by 10 marble table and laid it all out. And for the next 42 hours, I wrote on sticky notes. I crossed things out. I added new papers and stuck them in. I made notes of where to go. I restructured stories. I restructured articles. I restructured ways in which to make things simpler for people. And all of a sudden, at the end of this, I finished. I was like, I don't know where this came from. Like, this is incredible. This was a download that could not, like, this did not come from me. And that's why I get so excited about this book, is because it is something that I didn't write. Mm. It's something that was truly a download that just simply flowed through me. And that's why I get excited. And there's always two things I say. There's a promise that I have within this book, and there's a hope that I have within this book. My hope for people that read this is that they will feel empowered in their health for the first time. My hope is that they will feel equipped in what to do in their health for the first time in a very personalized way. And they will feel educated in a way that doesn't make them feel stupid, but also doesn't make them feel like it's over their head. It's something that is truly cutting edge, truly innovative, and truly personalized in a way that leaves them feeling educated, equipped, and empowered. That's my hope. My promise is that it's simple. It is truly simple and it's truly meant for you. When you read this, you're going to resonate. When you read this, you're going to feel like I'm speaking to you. When you read this, you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, he's reading my mail. When you read this, you're going to be able to go, wow, I feel like I can actually grab this. I feel like I can put my claws into this and take action because I don't feel confused. I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't feel less than. I don't feel like it's not for me. I don't feel like I'm struggling. I don't feel like I'm in a place that I'm not supposed to be. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And so that's what I'm ultimately excited about, to get this into people's hands and really start to see the personalization of health become the standard, the N of one solution become what we are focused on, no longer just about how do we scale, how do we make mass market, and how do we increase revenues, but rather how do we serve people in a very personalized, a very heightened, and a very elevated way when it comes to health, because health is the ultimate form of wealth. And if you are not focused on it in what you need, then you're really focused on what somebody else's needs. And that's not the plan that we are going to see success with.
Yeah, 100%. It's interesting that, because there seems to be this trend right now in what I'm calling boutique medicine, right? You know, and I that's a term that I think other people are using, and I heard it used, but it's basically like, not, we don't take insurance. We're back to the 50s and 60s in the, you know, patient care or whatever, but it is that personal experience that we can't get right now in the normal healthcare system. And I think what you guys are doing takes that and multiplies it by about 1,000, you know, in terms of getting down to the cellular level.
Yeah. So I'll take that and dive into it in a few different ways. I'll tack it in three different veins. So number one, when you talk about boutique medicine or precision medicine, when you've still got like these docs that are trying to dive in, naturopaths, functional medicine practitioners that are trying to take a very personalized approach to your health, proactive approach to your health, The problem is that there's still no level of accountability. There's still no level of diving deep into what your life looks like. It's, and what I find is that just as we've dogged on the medical system for using pharmaceuticals as the go-to for fixing something that's broken, these practices and these practitioners are now using supplements, protocols, and new age medicine in the exact same way. They're using your IV drips no different than a doc would use a pharmaceutical. They're utilizing a supplementation protocol no different than a medical practitioner would use Ozempic. They're utilizing their new lifestyle protocol that's a PDF that they've done for the last 50 clients to solve X problem the same way that your medical practitioner would prescribe you some other drug. There's no different in how they're using this because it's still not an N of one solution. And there's no deep dive into what your life is actually looking like. There's no deep dive into what are your daily stressors on a day-to-day basis. There's no insight into how are you living. There's no insight as to what is your priority. There's no understanding of what season of life are you in. What's the priority set of what you're actually needing and what you're wanting to focus on? There are none of these things. It's just, I'm coming to you with a problem that I don't feel well. Oh, let me solve it with X because that's what I know. Mm-hmm. And so that's the issue that I have with the functional medicine, the naturopath, and this new age boutique-y medicine that is currently just showing its way, but not actually changing or being any different than what your traditional medical system looks like. The second thing I'll put in here is that it's not their fault. It's not the naturopath's fault. It's not the functional medicine's fault. It's not even our medical system's fault. What they go to school for, the naturopaths, the functional medicine practitioners, and the MDs, what they all go to school for is to figure out two things. Number one, how to fix things that are broken. And number two, how to make money.
Right.
Those are the two things that they have built systems off of. And those systems are working. They've been designed well. What we want is we want personalized medicine. We want a proactive, preventable approach. But that's not what they've been designed for. That, frankly, is our job. It's our job to take ownership of that. It's our job to step into that. It's our job to educate, empower, and equip ourselves with the data so that we can now have a system built around us to operationalize and systemize that for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we fail to do that. And that's literally what we've been designed to do. That's what our main focus has become. And then we'll go on to the third component where it's, hey, it's only cash based. You can only go cash flow. So now that means it's meant for a certain income certain income stream. It's meant for a certain status of individual. And that again,
I mean, it's meant for rich people like that.
Totally.
$400 for an office visit. And you know, that's what it costs. Right. So,
and that's where for us, that also didn't sit well. It didn't sit well for me to say, hey, if you can't afford this, it's not for you. Friends, I'm not for that. This is what everybody should have access to. And so like we worked so diligently for the last 2 years because our mission, and I'll say this, Kevin, our mission is to redeem the health of the world through educating, equipping, and empowering people to take ownership of their health in a personalized way and taking the leading cause of death in the United States, which is chronic illness, at a rate of 71% of all deaths to below 50% by the year 2030. And the way we do that is ultimately by reaching more people. And so simply saying, hey, we're high ticket item, we're high ticket coaching, we're high ticket exploration, we're high ticket personalized medicine, that wasn't going to cut it for us. So after 2 years, I'm so grateful, but it was announced a month ago that we are the first coaching, the first personalized precision medicine, the first testing, the first custom supplementation company in the world to accept HSA and FSA dollars for these services because that's what a lot of people have access to. These are dollars that can come through. So not only can we be a write-off for your business owner. Not only can we be a write-off for your executive or somebody who has some type of ownership from a flex spending account, but now for the workers, the people who are actually getting paid on W-2s or something in that nature, you get to use pre-tax dollars through your HSA, through your FSA to pay for this. So you now have support to build the system to help optimize your health the same way that in the past that only the elite, the wealthy, and those that were at an elevated status could ultimately have.
Yeah, that's super cool. That's a great honor, and I'm sure it was a lot of heavy lifting to make sure that made
a lot.
There's a lot of beating your head against the wall.
Not only that, but also just like I almost say it's like a colonoscopy every single week, literally. Like, let's go to the bowels of your business and understand what's actually happening here. And
right,
it was a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. So you alluded to this a little bit, talking about the 71% right now that we have chronic illness. Part of the book talks about kind of what we now understand as normal. And what I think is interesting about your story is that as a guy that also went to school for fitness and health and exercise physiology, all that stuff, what we see as normal is the six-pack abs and high performance and all of those things. And at the end of the day, that only looked normal from the outside for you, but you deeply knew something was wrong. And I think people know something's wrong now, and they are supremely unhealthy. And they don't really even know why, but talk about that, this concept of like what our normal is, what we just accept as this is the way that it is.
So what we have to understand is that we have accepted normal as operating in dysfunction. I'm going to say that again. We've accepted normal as operating in dysfunction. And quite frankly, for a lot of people, it's been okay. You haven't noticed any major health issues. You don't have any illness. You don't have any disease. But I quote that or come to say that that is truly fake health. And fake health is disease-free, but symptom-full. We've accepted these symptoms as normal. Brain fog, weight gain, headaches, inability to sleep, energy fluctuations, energy loss, inability to have a high libido. All of these things that, hey, that's what 40 looks like. That's what 50 looks like. That's what it looks like to be a business leader, an entrepreneur, a father. All these things have just been accepted as normal. And so as we lean into this, we have to understand the cascading effect. Chronic stress in our lives, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, lead to chronic deficiencies at the cellular level, which lead to chronic symptoms, which lead to chronic illness. That's literally the cascading effect. It's what occurs. I'll put my own story in there. Chronic stress. I was not a guy that was pulling my hair out all the time. I actually thought I was a high performing guy. Finished just shy of 8 years of school in 5.5. Had been playing sports at an extremely high level, NCAA college hockey player, training at a high level, competing in triathlons, competing in all these things, moving around the country, lived in 18 different cities over the course of 22 years. Traveling 100 plus days a year in the NHL, or even within the NCAA. Like, this was my life. This was my normal. This was what I operated with it. Chronic stress created chronic deficiencies. Chronic deficiencies I was unaware of, but I was living with 14, 15, 16 deficiencies. And at the level in which I was now having symptoms of brain fog, symptoms of fatigue, symptoms of irritability, symptoms of bloating, symptoms of not being able to sleep, things that I really had never suffered from. But somebody said, hey, you know what, Justin, you just turned 30, man. You just turned 30. That's what happens. You just turned 30. That's what happens. Look at what you're doing. That's what it takes to want to get to the top. That's what it takes to be an industry maverick. That's what it looks like to change an industry and how they're operating. But really all I was doing was earning an illness. I was earning an illness. And that's the same path that you are on, you as a listener. Chronic stress leads to chronic deficiencies, leads to chronic symptoms, symptoms you consider normal, that all of a sudden lead to chronic illness. And that is the journey that we're on. That is what normal has become. And unfortunately, once you enter into that chronic illness space, it becomes very difficult for people like me to help you. You've now entered into the medical system. Now something is broken. Now I can help you once that broken gets fixed, but you're going to have to go and be on insulin because you're now a diabetic. You're going to have to go and get your triple bypass surgery because you had a massive heart attack. You're going to have to go and we're going to have to help work on losing 100 pounds because you're 100 pounds overweight. We're going to have to go and start doing a lot of therapy and a lot of deep work because we've got chronic anxiety and depression that just hasn't been diagnosed and you've just earned your way there. Like, these are the things that come up. These are the things that happen. And so many of us don't take action until these things occur, until we get into this bottom bucket of chronic illness. But at that point, and I'm not going to say it's too late, at that point, the job becomes much harder because something is broken. But instead, if we learn the language of our body, which is symptoms, and we understand that when symptoms are happening, it's an alert system saying, hey, Kevin, something's not right, man. Something I need help with. My body's trying to, like, your body's screaming at you. You're not sleeping. It's not because your body sucks at sleeping. Your body was designed to sleep. If you're not sleeping, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. If you don't have energy at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, something's wrong. At 30, 40, 50 years old, you were not meant to be dragging at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you can't lose the weight and you think you're doing everything right, that's not normal. There's something going on internally that your body is saying, hey, something's not right. The stress that you're exposing me to is leading to deficiencies, deficiencies that you're unaware of that are leading to symptoms. This is now how I'm trying to tell you that something's wrong. And if you don't ultimately make a change or become aware, I'm going to throw you into the illness bucket and now you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I was just sitting thinking I'm a car guy, right? And the thought came across, it's a hell of a lot easier to change your oil than it is to pull an engine, which I've done a lot of both, but like when you hear that weird noise in your engine, that's when you open, if you're a guy that does what I do, which is build cars, I open the engine up and figure out what the hell's going on. Like, I don't just say, well, I'm just going to drive it until it throws a rod through the side of the engine.
It's just the cold weather.
That's it's just cold. It'll be fine. It'll warm up. Well, the next thing I know, I've got a, you know, piston that runs through the side of the engine. So like I feel like that's what we do in this country to our bodies. And I feel like that we blame so much on age that we love to blame things on age. I posted on Facebook day before yesterday. I was like, stop blaming your age for you feeling like crap. You know, it's not all about your age. There are so many other, it's a component, but it's only a small component of the rest of your health journey. And I think that we try to do that is we blame our age, you know, on everything.
Totally. I mean, I think it's the easy excuse, right? It's like, oh, there's just the breakdown of age as we go. But here's what we have to understand. We're in a time in history where we are seeing the lowest. Actually, let me back up because that's not true. It's not the lowest. We are seeing the first four-year drop of average mortality rate of both men and women for the first time in human history. For the first time, 4 years in a row, the average mortality rate for both men and women has dropped. Over the last decade, 10 years, so can't blame this on COVID. For the last 10 years, we've seen the average age drop in both men and women. Today,
and not just sort of drop, like I don't know if you guys heard that, but it's 4 years. That's like 2.5%. Like correct. That's a statistically significant number. And if you look at it on the graph, you're like, did half of us die? What happened? Like it's a crazy statistical thing to look at.
It is drastic. And if you look at this, what's crazy is the average age of a male is now 73.6. And the average age for a female is 78.4. If we think about this for a second, take wherever you are. if you're listening to this and you're 55 years old, hey, friends, you've got 18 years left.
I'm 51. Stop talking like that.
But think about that. but here's the thing, Kevin. It's not that you have whatever
22 years. I get another 22. Right.
Yeah. It's not that you get 22 years. It's that if you just live unintentionally, if you live a life by default, if you just keep going with what's normal, you got 22 years left. That's the facts. But if you decide to take your head out of the sand, take ownership for your health, start to understand your data, start to live intentionally, start to live consistently, start to have somebody that speaks into it, starts to help you understand what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, you can actually have 40 years left. Think about that difference for a second. You're just barely halfway through your lifespan, or you got 22 years left. What do you want?
Yeah, 50 good years. There you go. Right. Yeah.
Think about that. And there's a massive difference. And we can get into these definitions of like, what does lifespan mean? What does health span mean? Like, there's a massive difference. Lifespan, how long are you actually living, versus health span, how long are you living well? Like, how long are you actually able to operate? I want a long health span. Mm-hmm. If I die at 81 years old, I want to have a health span that was 81 point minus a minute. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I want my health span to be. I don't want my lifespan to be, hey, I lived at 95 years old, but my health span left me at 75. Like, I don't want to be having 20 years where I'm battling all this stuff and going through and not living a life that is worth operating within. That's not what any of us signed up for. And that's so hard for us to think about this at 30, 40, 50 years old, because, hey man, I just got symptoms. But guess what? Those symptoms are alarm bells. Those symptoms are signs. Those symptoms are clues that are saying, hey friend, you're going down a road that you don't want to go down. But if you want to keep ignoring me, you want to keep going in this direction, then I'm going to have to send you a sign that you're really going to have to do, because you didn't want to prioritize your health now. So friend, I'm going to make you prioritize it later.
Yeah. It's just, I told Michelle, both my grandmothers lived to be over 100. So I have a pretty decent genetic basis that I can work with, which is nice.
Love that.
But I, you know, I've talked, he was actually on the podcast, like episode two. He's my backyard neighbor. He's 93 years old now. He was out at his tractor today, dragging the field for the cows, and he cuts his own firewood and all this stuff. Like, I want to be like Fred, right? I will do something that manual labor that I'm physically able to do because I'm still healthy at that age. Yeah. And then I'll die under something heavy, I'm sure, or fall fall off something. That's just I would rather that happen than at 92, 95, 99 than to be that and die in a hospital that I've been rotting in for the last 10 years. Right.
Or you go out like Matthew McConaughey says in his book. I don't know if you've read his book. His book's awesome. But his father went out making love to his mother. Like, that's the thing. Like, there you go.
Who he had divorced and remarried. You guys haven't listened to Green Lights, first of all, it's like, if you have to do the audiobook too, because
it's Matthew's voice.
Like, right? It's like listening to a 6-hour Lincoln commercial. It's a great book. But
so good.
You know, I want to be respectful of the time. There's a ton of stuff in the book. Can you just, and you've been alluding to it the whole time, but this whole concept of life by design.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit before we wrap it up.
Yeah. So life by design to me means being able to live intentionally and consistently. I define performance or health. Those words I use interchangeably, because some people don't quite relate to performance. When they hear performance, they think of an athlete. They think of something that's not them. And so I was like, okay, well, think about performance as health then, because health drives performance. Health precedes performance. Health has to be there in order for performance to happen. And so how I define health or performance is the capacity and desire to intentionally and consistently behave at a level equal to your potential. Well, nobody has a desire issue. everyone wants to perform well. Everyone wants to have great health. Everyone wants to have energy. Everybody wants to sleep well. Everybody wants to be around for many years. But what we lack is the capacity. Mm-hmm. And we lack capacity to manage stress, to handle stress, to take on things, to handle what it is that we're going through. Not because we're not capable, not because we're not good enough, not because we don't have the ability, but because we don't live intentionally and consistently and have behaviors that are developed around this so we can realize potentials that exist within us. And so what a life by design allows us to do is it allows us to be so intentional and so consistent in the behaviors that are aligned with what our body needs so that we can now live a life that is equivalent to what our potential actually is. And so how we do that is we allow data to drive decisions, data to determine direction, data that our body is telling us. And specifically, I get into heart rate variability, I get into VO2 max, I get into cellular deficiencies, I get into sleep quality, so that we actually have numbers, quantifiable data that allows us to understand where we're currently at. It's no longer based on feelings. Oh, I don't feel very good today. I didn't get a very good night's sleep last night. I'm just down in the dumps right now. No, like, why do we feel this way? What is causing us to feel this way? We don't make decisions off emotions. Oh, you know what? I feel like I could just skip that workout and go sit in that sauna today. Bro, I could do that every day. It's like, I'm just going to sleep in the extra hour today. And I'm not going to go do my Bible reading and self-care time. Oh, you know what? I could really feel good if I was able to get these emails sent out and not go and do my quiet time and my self-care today. You know what? I'm not going to go play that recreational game of soccer or hockey or basketball with my friends. And instead, I'm going to stay and watch this last show on Netflix. Like, we don't make decisions off feelings, off of emotions, or off of opinions, but we make decisions off of data. Because when we make decisions off of data, we know exactly what our body's asking us. We no longer get tied up in the stupid arguments that the influencers are having on social media of, do you eat only meat or do you eat only vegetables? Do you intermittent fast or do you eat a bunch of small meals? Do you go keto or do you go paleo? Do you have seed oils or do you not have seed oils? Like, it at a certain point, the arguments that they're having and the ways that they're coming in this extremism mentality are the wrong conversations to be having. It's not which one is best. It's which one is best for you. But mm-hmm. you can't help that. You can't help guide that conversation or even have something that is intelligent to say or be able to rebuke anything because you don't know your own information. You know more about your favorite quarterback or your favorite sports team than you do about your own body. And it's time that we change that so that we can live a life by design. We can make decisions based off intentionality and consistency so that you're living a life that's elevated. You're living a life that's energetic. You're living a life that's prepared for longevity so you can realize life in a different way.
Dude, that's, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. One of the things that I got from our first podcast was that, you told me you had a list of 19 things on a whiteboard. I have, truth be told, I have not done the whiteboard, but I have been very intentional to try to do more fun things throughout the day. And that is part of that life by design. But one of the things in the time that you and I have spent together, I literally have two devices on my arms right now that tell me not all the data, but it tells me a bunch of the data. And so I've become kind of data obsessed true confession, but I have become aware that even though I feel like I'm a high performer, entrepreneur, multiple brands, all this stuff that I do, wearing a badge of honor that I don't require as much sleep, quote unquote, and looking at the data, I'm like, dude, you're full of crap.
Yeah.
You are so not as healthy as you want yourself to believe.
Yeah.
And so you need to take some steps in order to make those changes. And that's been a great blessing to me to connect with you on that level and to continue to explore the data, the cellular blood work and the deficiencies and all of those things. And guys, if you can't tell, Justin is very passionate about this, which I think is great because you genuinely like me. Like, I want to help people. And in my case, it's mostly men, but I want to help men to be better than they currently are and to be the most that they can be. Who they were made to be is what we say you'll hear it in the intro of this, right? Is who you were made to be and to maximize the potential that you have. And you are trying to do that at a very, you know, at a much, at a micro level, but in order to affect it at a macro level. I think that's super, super awesome.
Yeah. It's, it just is, comes back to a fundamental, core value that I have is when you're stronger. And when I mean stronger, it's stronger in your health. When you have a greater capacity, everything that you touch becomes stronger. Mm-hmm. And we have to, if we believe in that, if we believe that when you sleep better, you're going to be stronger and more patient with people. When we believe that you are eating better and you feel better and more confident in your body, you're going to be kinder. You're going to love people better. When you are all of a sudden more mentally clear and mentally focused because of the way that you're living, you're going to be able to be more creative and tap into your God-given potential and be able to create better businesses and better systems and better operations. You're going to be a better husband, a better wife, or a better husband, a better wife, a better father, a better son, whatever it might be. But here's the thing. If we believe all of that, we also have to believe if we become weaker, we're going to become, everything we touch is going to become weaker too. Mm-hmm. We only like to look at the positive. Oh, you know what? If I become stronger, I'm going to be better. You know what? If I get a better night's sleep, I'm going to be better. You know what? If I work out here, I'm going to be better. Well, also, if you don't focus on your health and you deprioritize that and you just think that I'm going to go and, you know what? I put on 10, 15 pounds. Not a big deal. It's not going to affect my ROI because it's not a priority right now. But I'll tell you what. Go ask your team how well you're supporting them. Go ask your team how much they love working for you. Go ask your team how much they enjoy being under your tutelage and how creative you've been. Go ask your family how much they've enjoyed you spending time with them. Go ask your family how much that they've seen you lead them in a powerful way. All the data shows every business leader who does not get the sleep that they need creates an environment that is 85% less tolerable to work in, less safe.
Wow.
That's just sleep. Now let's focus on, hey, when you actually stop feeling well, when you stop feeling energized, when you stop feeling mentally clear, when you start getting irritated and frustrated, when you start not being able to do the things that you know and believe and think you should be able to do because you were able to do them 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now we get into a problem. Now we get into a situation. Now we get into times where, and we're just talking about business now. We're not even talking about your family. We're not even talking about the connection you have with your kids. We're not even talking about the divorce rate that's upwards of 52% now, where it's less, it's normal to actually get a divorce. It's normal to not make it.
Yeah.
It's now flipped that switch. Don't tell me for a second that not being in good health has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, so the book is The Power of Ownership. How do we find it? How do we get more information about some of the testing? How do we get all of those things? Because I want people to go out, you know, run, not walk. It's better for you anyway.
That's right.
in order to take advantage of some of this stuff and learn more, I recommend you also go back and listen to the other podcasts. There was a ton of information in there too.
Yeah, so thepowerofownershipbook.com. So thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can get your pre-orders at. I'm really excited. We've got some amazing pre-order offers set up. So anybody who purchases a book before April 23rd is going to get early access to the content vault, early access to all the frameworks and resources for you to create your life by design. Entered in to win a trip down to Miami to actually be with 10 others as we, spend a day together. You'll have access to the, virtual online sessions that I'm going to be doing for our community. You'll be on the early book launch team. So a lot of really cool things. If you buy those within the, before April 23rd. And then if you're wanting to lean into the cellular testing, I know we talked about a little bit of that in our first podcast, but that can be accessed at ownittesting.com, ownittesting.com. And we can actually start to understand what deficiencies you're at. That's the same test that I did when I found out I had 21 deficiencies, which ultimately was leading me to an early death at 35 that changed my life and has changed tens of thousands of others that we've been able to serve over the last 4 or 5 years.
That's awesome. Justin, I appreciate you coming on board, man. I can't wait to finish reading the book, and I'm super excited to see what this next chapter looks like for you. And as you and your team continue to help other people just, you know, take control of their health in a more definitive way and a purposeful way, right? Intentional way.
Yeah, totally excited to go on this journey with you, Kevin, and can't wait to see you and your wife in here as well and continue to pour into you both. And again, just so appreciative for your platform and sharing this, and everybody out there listening. You guys got a great leader, great man leading you guys. And it's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to be on this platform and pour into y'all.
Thanks, Justin. Have a good night, man.
Thanks too, Kevin. See you.
If you're looking to really maximize your life and become the man you were made to be, head over to maxedoutman.com and get your journey started today.